working on this book. We've mentioned you should, before I start with the book, I would just like to share some statistics with members of the committee. Just to set the scene for when we for our discussion on the book. Just for you to know, this is a book on the subject of the state of the government, and you will now see that the cost of inflation in stolen metal was in April this year 13.6 million rand. Now the fact that I'm going to keep you today only relates to theft and inspected property from Eskom, Telkom and Transnet. So it doesn't include cultural and municipal can just keep that in mind. So it is in March of this year for 12.6 million rand. You can see there the increase. And then you can also look at the figures April last year for 12.5. So it was much higher this year in April than the previous year. Then so far as how much was stolen, you can look at the next aspect there. You can see in April this year, 179 metric tons. Whereas in April of March this year, it was 173, also increased in 2%. This interest rate also, you look at the international average monthly copper stock price for copper, and the reason why given this is because it says that there's a relationship between the level of the price and the dollar copper price. You can see once again in April this year, 6.42, whereas in March it was 6.23, that the higher the price, the higher the perception and the higher the risk. So what is also very important in certain is to look at South Africa's exports of waste copper. That is after being stolen and given as a dealer, and then they are exported as scrap metal or waste copper. You will see that in March this year it was 7.2 million, whereas in January it was 3.4 million, and August last year it was 7. So, at March this year, we're sort of much higher than August at least last year. So, although it's an exported manufacturer, it's a lot of money, we are concerned about that. If we keep them with us for the next slide, we'll see that South Africa has only 2% of the global copper reserve, and yes, we are the largest export of copper to China and India. That's important. And then also here what we think is important is to ignore yourself that as a result of this fact, the loss to the economy is predicted between 5 million and 7 billion per year. And this has been ongoing. This is not the first year that it has been like that. And I think that the figures are since 2009 in the The concern of cycles about Eskom and Transnet is that in the first slide I told you how much they need to what is the cost to replace. So that must be done first, and then only they can start the maintenance on the infrastructure. Okay. That's really how that the level is looking at these the level of essential infrastructure. We see that these offenses are committed in relation to essential infrastructure that is used to provide or to distribute basic services to the public. And it's not only a thing in relation to Eskom and Wine, but it also poses other risks to other members of the community, their safety, their electricity supply, the impact on communication and transportation as well. It also has a very negative impact on the South African economy, society, and on our infrastructure as a whole. What is true, although the intelligence gathered and information is limited, what we see is that these offenses are becoming increasingly important. That is one of the concerns. And furthermore, it's often remembered by armed and dangerous criminal groups. We received a report from certain municipalities in KGN and supported by our NGA officers. We showcased where this is actually happening. Where people didn't go to say they didn't wait, they really took the life security officers. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, in one practice, a lot of community members today. Thank you. We want to include the expenses in the government into the ISAT Act and the second entity act so that we make sure that the reserve of relating to gold is also applicable to dealers in second hand scrap metal and also agents involved in it. We want to include that schedule relates to safe. Safe committed under certain circumstances, we want to include this is where that safe for an interference with a basic service rendered to the public or where these offenses cause damage, where the threat cause damage to essential infrastructure. Or where the threat was committed by four persons in position of love and for whom or for whom it might be to stand for the evidence. The law enforcement officer, yes, I just want to draw your attention. This is the law enforcement officer in terms of section 58. Very important there. It's got a wider meaning than this under statute to the public law enforcement agency. An employee with the distribution of trust, contract work, or where the threat was committed by a group of persons acting in the common work. Essential infrastructure related offenses change often committed by individuals including small amounts of metal. Metal, for instance, like for aesthetic people subsistently, we want to cover them as well. If much of the value might be very low, its impact is severe. And these offenses vary for you can't evolve them as minor offenses only because of the value. You need to look at the impact of the child and that's part of the negative impact on the client. Then also, what we is wanting to know is the future schedule plan as it stands now. This question already included in the last tool, but this only included for the reverse under plan if the phase is involved in an amount of more than 500,000 rand, or if the amount is more than 100,000 rand and it is committed by a group of persons. The syndicate acting in the institutional service of common service, or if the same was committed by a law enforcement officer, the amount involved is not more than, or more than 10,000 rand. The next offense that is likely included in that schedule is from the mention of section 36 of the General Law Amendment Act. That is the offense dealing with the inability of a person to give an account of the possession of goods suspected to be stolen. And next is section 37 of the same act, which deals with the seizure of stolen property without a reasonable cause. But once again, only to raise the essential infrastructure is involved. We want to insert these two offenses because from our information that we got from SAPS and also the NPA is that in many cases, we do not know who the owner of the stolen property. We don't know where it was stolen and how the criminal activity was committed. And hence, we actually can cover all these reasons as well. And then the subject is largely to find in general part, the same employee three of the normality that was based involving sampling and damaging or destroying potential infrastructure. That was source 4 of the book. If I can show the members in source 5 now, source 5 and some of the other following terms deal with the amendment of section 51 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act, and that is the section or the part of the act that deals with meaning of the term. So clause 5 seeks to amend section 51 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act. Section 51 describes the minimum period of imprisonment that must be imposed by the court for first, second, and subsequent offenders convicted of the offenses listed in Schedule 2 to the Act. Now, the Act Focusing on the leaders, the one that contains the new cost 5 in the schedule is going to provide for the 3 to 7 days minimum sentences for section 36 and 37 that I've explained, as well as other forms of text involving essential infrastructure not covered in part 2 of the schedule where professional attractions can be identified. Now, in terms of those sensors in the schedule, even sensors for any of the included essential infrastructure related sensors. And the last one is the source 9, the short part of the maintenance, the source contains a short supplement for maintenance that it means it's necessary to graduation for the maintenance day, so that the tax, the NPA, and the division can change the direction of instruction relating to well, we know that the student is the same order of that open to you, and we just want to make sure that anybody knows about the change of the law and that they will apply it.
Thank you.
But those things should be more constructive. Should start with the deal of each generation rather than the people who are sitting at the top of the table. Because if they want to buy it, then there's no market for it, then it will stop stealing. And it's actually it's really hard to catch the people who are stealing it, because they do it at 2 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody around. And they just started and they're going to put out the and drive off it. And then the team is there, appears to be some sort of conspiracy, for want of a better word, because every time the police wants to search a dealer, the dealer appears to have that. And so when the police search a property that you reasonably expect to find someone from a type of act, you find nothing. Or you found that nothing was done. And the problem to me seems to exist more as a kind of cooperation by either illegal or undesirable between the police and leaders. And so while I can't really why you want to go after that, I think it may be more effective to go after people who are selling, buying or selling stuff. And targeting them more effectively, and it's just easier, it's a quicker win than to go after the police. And I'm not, I know suggestions say, oh, you should do that, I'm sorry. But I do think it would be a more effective method than trying to catch the police.
I also say the use of that. Take out your and citizens of the things to me it's definitely economic sabotage, and as you correctly pointed out, the only highlighting those key risk factors, these challenges that it is massive. What I haven't been able to understand, maybe you can help me, are you elevating, to what degree are you elevating this crime above your other, or to the other level of your most serious crimes? You were talking about murder rate, and I haven't had the time just to value or to compare what you intend to do, because obviously one looks globally at the criminal justice system, and I would think that you would have to take care in elevating this particular crime within face the high levels of murder rate as well. With the same bail provision, the same minimum sentence, are you bringing it in line with that? You're creating a new statutory offence, but are you not elevating this crime now above other common law offences? Would that's just trying to value and compare. It's probably not. Probably not. But maybe you can just help me understand.
What do you call it? steps. I don't know how to call it, but it is now a very similar method which I think you can also follow. And you can see that this is going to be a seriously organized plan. But what I would want to see further is that we may need to deal with also those the service you are in contact, because what is also my showing is that when the service people are project, infrastructure is being built and we may want to see that. But what would also like to see is that the broader consultation in this process, particularly on the issues of pay, because we ourselves are also dealing with correctional services. It's going to look into correctional services as we have a lot of backlog and problems around keeping people more in custody and so on. So we need to strike that balance so that we are able to use this method, we are able to respond to the whole concept of unifying the entire criminal justice system. But from where I'm sitting here, we already get this level of hammer, so we need to quite move faster on this specific matter, because basically fashionable crime that is happening, yes, well, very soft when we appear in front of the courts. I think that is my attitude I can share around this matter. And from what you were reading, the presentation is very good. I think for the categorization in terms of how we move to section 5, all the sections, I think they make a practical sense for us to end. But that's what we're trying to do. Our issues that we have raised are issues that are mainly social, and we'll have at a point or another here. With all those other social points, but because especially what kind of society do you want to be, what kind of society do you want to be in? That question, not only question that we raise with respect to other people, but these are questions that we need to deal with. All of us, maybe the country, including the opposition, but the change the kind of society we want to be. But for now, what this kind is very serious and is less. Everyone is running into this kind of course. The baby swimming pool, the funeral center, it's just what you need. So, we need to check out legislation. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
I think there could be a paper of issues of us. Thank you.
with my room with the honorable board regarding the use of health shops. Unfortunately, I have some people in the shops. We hope that one day it will be there, but we're like, the whole village has some people, including the clinic and health center. And there were women who were in the street in the labor ward in bed. And unfortunately, for instance, I had no water to take care of those women who were in bed. And this in itself is a very serious situation, because right to life and right to sleep bed compromise. Yes. So it's the TC, maybe even our police should be changed this legislation, because as of now we were unable to investigate someone, a common law of the box and seven. So I don't know if this is a case of the you make mention elsewhere in your presentation of taking C or plastic and B. The second thing is just to explain the basics, and I think our thoughts are that it will also go a long way in addressing actually great and large problems. In terms of our information, the basic is for the subsistence, they will go to the inside of the hotel station. They will put a small piece of cable, which is a value which is only 1,000. So the problem is beyond meaning, and that is that they want to sell the fish to get money to buy the leaves and take care of the children. But the problem is, if you look at that impact, if you look where it's 10 meters or 100 meters or in fact it's 10 that we have that intelligence and access to that, it will fall more. But the effect is exactly the same. The whole community is going to sit with our problem for a long period. The clinic is not going to have electricity and I'm aware of the recent articles. I know it's a load shedding issue, but it doesn't matter. It is done with the cable safety. The generators of the hospitals may not be working. What if they happen and people will die? People will be without water. So in as much as we really try through the amendments to look at healers and also the scrap metal exported as a first form. There are other measures, other punitive measures that you can use against them as well. Because their licenses can be cancelled by the National Commission as well. And we discussed that these additional punitive measures that are in the Second Language Act will also be used in future. But it seems also that the phenomenon really includes a lot of petty things over now. But then in addition, the cost replaced that, the loss to the economy, we were told to, for instance, even if they steal a small piece of iron from the railway line, what is happening is the goods are not delivered in time. And the transient tooling is paying penalties because of the fact that the goods could not be transported. So business is one function. So it's really, although you look at the petty fee, even understand what in the pocket, that is a tax issue. It's not much, but it's very important what is the consequence. But this law does not deal with tax in general, where it's stolen from your outside of your borders. That is, easy part, that is the question. Can it be said that that whatever is stolen, whether that falls under the definition of essential infrastructure, which is the installation, structure, facility, or system? I can think that in many circumstances it can, but there may be other circumstances that it may not, it cannot be included. Just I think Chair also the example that you refer to is from Yemen Street, is exactly individual. And also what the problem is, if you give the individuals birth too soon, you will never know whether they form a part of a bigger syndicate. So what may appear on the first contact with the police that it's an individual, it may be an individual working for a syndicate, so that is very important. The issue of economic sabotage, we attended numerous meetings where this issue was discussed. The one thing is that whenever you think about that, what does economic sabotage mean, it was very difficult. If you look at the, I don't have the full reference, but not sure the reference is the Terrorist Activities Act. You get that economic offense in there. But if you look at what is in the act there, you will see a lot we copied from that act, if you look at the installation and whatever. The problem with economic, the sabotage aspect is, in my understanding, you've got that political motive thing that you don't want to, because people don't necessarily steal infrastructure or tamper or damage them to get the profit with a view to overthrow the government. It's for personal gain. So we try through the best of our abilities to see where we can't, what people like to see economic sabotage to some extent to incorporate it in here. The issue, Chair, of the involvement of communities and where will perpetrators know about this law and will it really be served as a deterrent aspect. And that point of the other priority committees that I referred to you, one of the key issues that they raise in the document and in the action plans to be developed is the issue of informing the community and getting the community involved. That is not in terms of the legislation process, but really out there to make sure that they assist the police. So that is in some of the plans that is envisaged through the different priority committees, through NAT joint and the non-ferrous metal combating crime committees. So there's a lot of initiatives. It's not only legislative interventions that you're looking at. There are other initiatives that you're also looking at. The service delivery process, the one member referred to that, I can just say is that initially when we drafted and prepared the new extent relating to essential infrastructure, that is called 3, which says any person who unlawfully and intentionally tampers with, damage or destroys essential infrastructure. It goes on to say that there was no essential infrastructure. They are guilty of the offense. So, in terms of that, as it stands now, maybe not at the stage, the first stage of drafting, but we realize then later that the concern that you've got, that service delivery process, if people damage essential infrastructure in terms of this definition, they will be found guilty. So it will cover these instances as well, because to ensure that these are people not demonstrate that they must do so without damaging the infrastructure. So again, in terms of that, it will serve that, it will serve that purpose as well. This goes to the earlier question. Yes, this, your question about and your concern about the police having to fight syndicates well armed, very violent, this rule does not deal with that. So it's an issue that maybe, you know, we can take to our principles as well and discuss that, but surely this is not going to solve that issue. And also the economic sabotage issue. Then like I said, we really try to see how we can include the individuals as well as the dealers. Yes, of course, if you take away the market, there won't be any market. The problem is sometimes is that it's not the registered dealer that buy the well-known stone property. There have been illegal bucket shops as well. So people, individuals will steal and they will go to a person. It's not a dealer because it's not a dealer in terms of the second-hand goods act because he hasn't been registered. So they go to illegal points and in one way or the other, these bucket shops get exported. We don't know always how that is done. So it's a very difficult issue and, yeah, so the thing is just that the individuals really cause a lot of damage as well. The question from Mr. Schwarzer asked, you know, if you look at what he's done and how, what is the, if you do a comparative study of what a thing is now elevated over the other, it's very difficult. But what if you look at Schedule 5, for instance, now, as I've indicated, theft, fraud, forgery, if it's under a certain value, it's already in there. If I can just get that section checked. If you look at Schedule 2, that's now the one dealing with minimum sentences. In Part 2 of that schedule, which is the pre-trial minimum sentence 15, 20, and 25 years, you do have offenses. Where am I now? Any offense relating to exchange control, extortion, fraud, forgery, uttering theft, and linked to certain limits involving amounts of 500,000, 100,000, and as I've indicated, if it was committed by any law enforcement agent, if the amount involves more than 10,000 or so we look at it, so it's very difficult always to draw that comparison. But even in a Schedule 5, which is there's a bail issue, we look at what kind of offences. So, yeah, but it is very difficult to draw that comparison, but we start looking at what it is learned. But the mere fact is for us that there's a precedent already in Schedule 5 and Schedule 2, including space, which does not really force does not really affect so many people like in the case where you have conflict and conflict and with the severe consequences. I don't know.
I don't hear anybody having a problem with the desirability and the efficiency of the amendment possible. I really think that we should go ahead and get this approved. But just remind yourself of the problem. But you know, the situation that we are facing needs social workers. If we could call a recent conference to talk about the transformation of the position, why can't we have a conference that would involve the 14 members of the committee that are victims of this? Because if you remove the rainbow, part of the rainbow, hundreds of people can die.
and if you remove it, the goods and chains is not reaching. So this is very serious. And then in the rural areas, as the camera said, some everyone is here for station, they have for station, they say the vehicles are not available. So this is a great danger to society. I think I'll share the view that this is one of the things. I mean, let's move ahead with this. But really saying, does this require social compensation? Because the people who are victims would assist the law enforcement officers if they are aware of the magnitude of the problem. It shouldn't be that close. You know, we have this community policing problems. I think we are demobilizing them because we are not using them for instance. You seem to agree on the gravity of the matter and the need for action. So what are you saying?
Actually, the process is continued. Obviously, you need to advertise for public hearings and public submissions, but we can do it as quickly as possible.
Any other views?
Who supports the the initiative that we do that we need to move the speed of the mirage.
Speed of the mirage. I say, Honorable President, I say, I have an agreement with the okay, we must thank you and send the principal to support the project.